north of Prague.
The little town of Rostocki, just a few kilometres north of Prague, is a perfect place for a day trip from the city. Its main landmark is the old castle, originally a moated Gothic manor house, down by the River Vltava, and it houses the Museum of Central Bohemia. Among its exhibits, the castle includes a room furnished in the style of the mid-19th century, when Rostocki first became the popular out-of-town resort for better-off Prague citizens. Not far from the main castle is also a mill and a delightful little building from the turn of the 20th century that was once the studio of the acclaimed Czech artist Zdenka Braunerová, and which she designed herself. All this sounds very idyllic, but the museum is no stranger to disaster. In the great floods of August 2002, muddy river water swept through the entire site. At the time, I visited the museum, and this was the scene that greeted me when the chief restorer, Dusan Perlik, showed me round just a few days after the floods.
There is mud, dirt here, there's a damp smell, there is black water on the ground here, and mud.
Just now we are in a rooms of irradiation chamber. This apparatus is used for treatment of furniture against wool worms.
And now it's just an empty room. All the walls are covered with mud. You can smell the damp. This presumably was entirely underwater.
Yeah. This one was full of the water to the ceiling, and now we are just trying to clean. But it's a problem. We are downstairs here, so no electricity is here. So everything is only dark.
Scenes of devastation there just 3.5 years ago. Last week I returned, and what I found was little short of a miracle. I caught up again with Dusan Perlik to ask about his work in the museum, but above all to find out just how much had been achieved in such a short time since the floods.
I am responsible for conservation of our objects and collections. Mainly we are working here with our collections, but sometimes we are working also for different museums or different collectors from this region.
The last time I was here was just over 3 years ago. It was just a few weeks after the devastating floods that swept through much of the Czech Republic and not least through this little town, Rostocki. I remember that the building that we are standing in had been under about 4 meters of water, I think, right up to the roof.
I think it was a little bit more, about 6 or 8 meters of water here, because it was flooded up to second floor, so it was up to, I think, 8 meters of water. So it's sometimes, if I'm going to work, I see, oh, it isn't possible, so much water in this place, but it was.
And it's quite incredible when standing here now, you would not know that there had ever been any floods. This is in the old mill, isn't it, which forms part of the museum next door to the castle. It's been beautifully restored.
Yeah, it was restored after flood because it was totally damaged. And we rebuilt or reconstruct all this area. And it was finished in 2004. We spent 2 years with reconstruction and rebuildings. And then still this year we buying equipment and so on. But this year we are starting to work in a completely new and reconstructed area.
And so in this building, the old mill, this is where you've concentrated all the machinery, the equipment for restoring. What exactly do you restore here?
We are working mainly on archaeological objects, so metal archaeological objects, ceramics, glass, ambers, which are from our area, because we have a quite large archaeological department. And of course we are also working on paper objects, textiles, wood. It depends. We have 8 people here, everybody specialized on some material.
And is some of the restoring work that you're doing actually on objects that were damaged in the floods?
Yeah, of course. We have to reconserve many objects after floods, but we were quite happy because we moved almost everything from this area. So it was not many, but some of them, and it was very, very hard damage. Mainly it was problem with metals because it's starting corroding, and mainly iron is a big problem after flood.
And I remember that some of your very modern restoring equipment was destroyed in the floods. I visited the laboratory in the castle courtyard which was, I believe, a furniture restoring laboratory where there was really state-of-the-art, very modern equipment that was completely destroyed. Have you managed to renew and replace this equipment now?
Yeah, it's our laboratory for conservation of wood against the woodworm. We reconstruct all this equipment. It's now in work, I think, second year now, and now we are working like before the floods.
And tell me, how did you manage to cope with all these problems financially? I mean, it must have cost more than any insurance company would be willing to pay, I should imagine, to get the museum back into its original state.
Yeah, it's a normal problem in culture. Financial problem is the biggest one, because every time we have problems with finding money sources, but we were quite good insured, so I think more than half was paid by insurance company. And of course the government helped us, so Minister of Culture, Region. It was quite a lot, but we have still a lot of problems, because the castle was devastated very hard, and it takes maybe next 5 years that it will be reconstructed.
I've noticed that it's very clear that there's still a problem with damp in the castle, that the plaster is still damaged, that it's crumbling. And what can you do? Is the only thing you can do with that just wait for it to dry out slowly?
So I think now is dry out now, but we are waiting for the reconstruction, because all castle will be reconstructed. I think it will be start next year, and it's already calculated the price of reconstruction is really about 60 million crowns. So it's quite expensive, but now we have the architect. He will prepare all these plans, and we hope that it will be start next year.
And how big is the danger that the whole thing could happen again, that there could be more floods?
Oh, of course it's dangerous, but we have historical buildings, we couldn't move them, so it's the problem. But I think it was first flood like this, so I think more than 100 or 200 years, we hope it will be not coming again. So we have no choice, we have to reconstruct it and wait for the other flood, but I think we will be not here.
Let's hope not. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I was talking now to Dušan Perlík, who is the chief restorer at the Museum of Central Bohemia in Rostoky, just north of Prague. And if you listen to Radio Prague in the days just after Christmas, we'll be bringing you a report from a temporary exhibition currently at the Museum of Central Bohemia. It's a fascinating show devoted, believe it or not, to elves, gnomes and dwarves. And I can assure you it's absolutely fascinating.